This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. For most people who've seen the footage of Albuquerque police shooting James Boyd, the scene ends when the shots have been fired. But testimony Monday in the trial of former officers Keith Sandy and Dominique Perez looked at the physical impact of those bullets and what happened next. Medical investigator Sam Andrews oversaw the autopsy and said doctors at the University of New Mexico Hospital fought for 7 hours to save Boyd's life. They also amputated one of his arms that had been shattered by a bullet. Andrews testified that blood loss could have caused Boyd's death, and he explained how that happens.
If the person doesn't get to hospital immediately, then even though they're able to replace some of that blood loss, the body is still starting to shut down, the organs and tissues are starting to die still, and they continue to do so.
The day in court included graphic photos of Boyd's clothes and injuries. One of Perez's bullets hit Boyd's back. According to testimony, Sandy's 3 shots struck Boyd's arms. Sandy's defense attorney pressed the medical investigator about whether those arm wounds that were caused by his client actually led to Boyd's death. Andrews testified that a combination of the back and arm injuries contributed. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.